All right, let's dive into Beacon Hill's rental market, shall we? January 2025. Think of this as your cheat sheet to navigating one of Boston's most, well, coveted zip codes. We've got some data from Ford Realty's latest blog post, and well, some of these numbers are pretty eyebrow-raising.
You know, what's so captivating about this data is that it gives us a glimpse into Beacon Hill. It's not just square footage and price tags, you know. It's about understanding the lifestyle choices and perhaps even the aspirations of those who call this historic neighborhood home.
Yeah, it's like we're peeking behind the curtain of those charming brick facades. Speaking of limited real estate, how many apartments were actually available for rent at the end of January in Beacon Hill? Our source tells us a mere 41 listings.
Wow, that's incredibly low, even for Beacon Hill. This could point to a couple of interesting dynamics. Perhaps we're seeing the ripple effect of Boston's, booming tech scene, with highly paid professionals vying for a slice of Beacon Hill's historic charm. Or maybe longtime residents are simply refusing to budge, clinging to their coveted addresses. Either way, you've got a recipe for a fiercely competitive market.
So it's not just about having deep pockets, it's about being quick on the draw. But let's say you snag one of these coveted apartments. What can you expect in terms of space? I mean, those charming brick row houses don't exactly scream sprawling estates, do they?
Not quite. The average size of a rented apartment is a cozy 585 square feet. To put that into perspective, you're looking at roughly the size of a two-car garage.
Okay, so definitely not for those with a penchant for ballroom dancing in their living room. This makes me wonder, has this always been the norm in Beacon Hill? Or are we seeing a shift towards smaller living spaces as demand continues to outstrip supply?
That's a fascinating question. Beacon Hill's history is intertwined with its architecture. Those narrow streets and Federal-style row houses were never designed for expansive living. But it's possible that as the neighborhood attracts a new generation of residents, perhaps younger professionals or empty nesters, they're more willing to trade space for location and that undeniable Beacon Hill allure.
Makes sense. But all this charm and exclusivity comes at a price, right? What's the damage for those lucky 16 renters who scored an apartment in January?
Brace yourself, because the average rent hit a staggering $2,650. Now, to really appreciate this number, we need to put it in context. Compare that to other Boston neighborhoods like, say, Alston or Brighton, where you might find similar-sized apartments for a fraction of the cost.
So we're talking about a significant premium for that Beacon Hill address, but how does this stack up nationally? Are we talking Manhattan-level rents here?
It's definitely in the upper echelon, though not quite Manhattan territory. The national average rent for a one-bedroom apartment is significantly lower, hovering around $1,600. This tells us that Beacon Hill isn't just attracting any renter, it's attracting a specific demographic.
Okay, so we're talking about renters who aren't just looking for a roof over their heads. They're buying into a lifestyle, certain cachet that comes with that Beacon Hill zip code, and they're willing to pay a premium for it. But who exactly are these high rollers?
Well, it's probably safe to say we're not talking about starving artists or recent college grads. This price point suggests established professionals, perhaps in finance or tech, or maybe even empty nesters downsizing from larger homes, but unwilling to compromise on location.
So, think power couples, seasoned entrepreneurs, maybe even a celebrity chef or two, all drawn to Beacon Hill's unique blend of history, elegance, and that unmistakable Bostonian charm. But here's where things take an interesting turn. The Ford Realty website mentioned some system issues that were apparently preventing access to their listings. Now, call me cynical, but that sounds a little fishy, doesn't it?
It certainly raises an eyebrow. It could be a genuine technical glitch, but it's also possible that they're intentionally limiting online access to create a sense of exclusivity or urgency.
The velvet rope of the real estate world, I like it.
Exactly, by making their listings less accessible. They might be hoping to cultivate a more high-touch, personalized service for their discerning clientele. But let's not jump to conclusions. There could be a more mundane explanation, like a simple website update gone wrong.
Okay, so maybe not a conspiracy, just a case of real estate in the digital age. Still, it adds another layer of intrigue to this already fascinating market.
It definitely reminds us that behind these numbers and trends, there are real people making decisions, crafting strategies, and ultimately shaping the dynamics of this coveted neighborhood.
All right, so we've got limited listings, cozy spaces, a price tag that would make your eyes water, and a website mystery thrown in for good measure. What does this all mean for someone who's actually thinking about renting in Beacon Hill?
Well, based on this snapshot, it's clear that you need to be prepared for a marathon, not a sprint. We're talking about a competitive market where patience, persistence, and a healthy dose of financial flexibility are essential.
So it sounds like you need to be ready to pounce, you know, when the right apartment pops up. But what if you're not one of those high-powered execs with cash to burn? Is Beacon Hill simply out of reach for the average Bostonian?
Not necessarily. But it does mean being realistic about your expectations and being prepared to make some trade-offs. Maybe you compromise on square footage or consider a unit further from the Charles River. Or perhaps you explore nearby neighborhoods with a similar vibe, but a slightly gentler price tag.
Like a Beacon Hill light. I'm picturing charming brownstones and cobblestone streets, but maybe with a few less designer boutiques and a little more breathing room, both physically and financially.
Exactly. Think Charlestown, maybe, or the South End. These neighborhoods offer that same historic charm and walkability, but they haven't quite reached the same level of frenzy as Beacon Hill.
So it's all about expanding your horizons and maybe venturing a little off the beaten path. But let's say you've got your heart set on Beacon Hill, no compromises. What's the best strategy for navigating this cutthroat market?
Well, first off, ditch the idea of passively browsing online listings. This is a market where you need to be proactive, even a little scrappy.
So we're talking old school tactics, pounding the pavement, shaking hands with local realtors, maybe even slipping a handwritten note under the door of that dream apartment.
You're catching on. Networking is key in a tight-knit neighborhood like Beacon Hill. Let your friends, family, colleagues, even your barista know you're on the hunt. You never know who might have the inside scoop on an upcoming vacancy.
It's amazing how often those chance encounters lead to the best opportunities. But let's zoom out for a second. This Beacon Hill data, with its limited inventory and sky-high prices, is it a sign of things to come for the rest of Boston? Is this real estate roller coaster still climbing?
It's a fascinating question, and one that's on the minds of a lot of Bostonians. While we can't predict the future with certainty, this data does suggest that demand for housing in prime Boston neighborhoods remains incredibly strong, even in the face of broader economic uncertainty.
So Boston's allure is as potent as ever, but what's driving this insatiable demand? Is it purely economic, with high-paying jobs attracting a flood of new residents? Or is there something more intangible at play?
It's a complex equation with multiple variables. Of course, a strong economy and a thriving job market play a role. But Boston also offers something that's harder to quantify, a sense of history, culture, and community that's incredibly appealing, especially to those seeking an urban experience that's rich in character and walkability.
So it's that unique blend of old-world charm and modern dynamism that makes Boston so irresistible. But this begs the question, is there a tipping point? Can a city like Boston, with its finite space and historic character, accommodate this ever-growing influx of residents without losing its soul?
That's the million-dollar question, isn't it? It's a delicate balancing act, and one that city planners are grappling with every day. How do you preserve the architectural integrity and unique character of a historic neighborhood, while also making room for growth and evolution?
It's a challenge for sure, but it's also an opportunity to get creative, to reimagine urban living in a way that honors the past while embracing the future. Maybe that means investing in more affordable housing options outside the downtown core. Or perhaps it means finding innovative ways to densify existing neighborhoods without sacrificing their unique charm.
Exactly. It's about thinking outside the traditional brick and mortar box. Maybe we'll see a rise in co-living spaces, micro apartments, or even repurposed historical buildings transformed into modern living spaces.
It's exciting to think about the possibilities. But for those of us currently navigating the Boston rental market, what's the key takeaway from all this? What's the one piece of advice you would give to someone just starting their apartment hunt?
Do your homework. Don't just rely on online listings or flashy websites. Talk to people who live in the neighborhoods you're interested in. Visit at different times of day. And really soak in the vibe. It's not just about finding a place to live. It's about finding a place that resonates with your lifestyle, your values, and your vision for how you want to experience the city.
So it's about finding a place that feels like home, even in the midst of the urban jungle.
Precisely. And that might mean looking beyond the obvious choices, the trendy neighborhoods or the picture-perfect addresses. Sometimes the most rewarding discoveries are found in the unexpected corners of the city.
I love that. It's a reminder that the perfect apartment isn't necessarily the one with the highest price tag or the most Instagram-worthy views. It's the one that feels right, the one that makes you feel like you belong. But before we wrap things up, I'm curious. What's your personal favorite hidden gem in Boston? Is there a neighborhood or a street that you think deserves more attention?
That's a tough one. Boston is full of hidden treasures. But lately, I've been drawn to the Leather District, just south of downtown.
The Leather District. Now, that's a name I haven't heard in a while. What's so special about it?
Well, for starters, it's one of the oldest neighborhoods in Boston, dating back to the 17th century. But it's also undergone a remarkable transformation in recent years, with former industrial buildings converted into stylish lofts and art galleries popping up alongside trendy cafes and boutiques.
So it's got that blend of history and modernity that Boston does so well, but without the Beacon Hill price tag, hopefully.
Exactly. It's still relatively under the radar, which means you can find some amazing deals on truly unique living spaces. Plus, it's just a stone's throw from the financial district and the waterfront. So you've got all the perks of downtown living without the hustle and bustle.
Okay, you've officially piqued my interest. I might have to check out the Leather District myself. But for our listener who's still dreaming of that Beacon Hill address, what's the one piece of advice you would give them before they jump into the fray?
I'd say don't get so fixated on finding the perfect apartment that you miss out on the great ones. You know, flexibility is key in this market. Be open to different layouts, maybe even consider a roommate to make those rent payments a little more manageable. And remember, you're not just choosing an apartment, you're choosing a lifestyle.
So think about how you actually live. Do you need a sprawling kitchen if you only eat takeout? Or a guest room if your friends always crash on the couch? It's about being honest about your needs and priorities.
Exactly. And don't underestimate the power of a good gut feeling. When you walk into a place that feels right, that just clicks with your vibe, don't let it slip away.
The elusive apartment zen. It's like finding a soulmate, but with plumbing and a lease agreement.
You said it. It's a special feeling. And when you find it, you just know.
All right. I think we've given our listener a pretty comprehensive crash course in the wild world of Beacon Hill real estate. We've covered the highs, the lows, the fierce competition, and the unexpected charm. But before we sign off, I want to leave you with this thought. Even in a city as dynamic and ever-evolving as Boston, there's something timeless about the allure of a neighborhood like Beacon Hill. It represents a certain ideal tune, a blend of history, community, and architectural beauty that continues to captivate generation after generation.
It's true. And while the data paints a picture of a market that's fiercely competitive, and perhaps even out of reach for some, it also reminds us that there's more to a home than just square footage and price tags. It's about finding a place that speaks to your soul, that allows you to connect with the city and its history in a way that feels authentic and meaningful.
So to our listener, as you embark on your own Boston apartment adventure, remember to keep that sense of wonder and possibility alive. Whether you end up in a charming Beacon Hill brownstone or a trendy loft in the Leather District, the journey is just as important as the destination. Happy hunting, and we'll catch you on our next deep dive.